Files confirm President Trump was the whistleblower on Epstein. Welcome to this Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. February 11th, Wednesday, 2026. The website for the programs, thispresenttruth.com. On the website, you have two options, either This Present Truth programs or the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program. My contact information, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado. I just give you a way to contact me to listen to programs right out of the box, right out of the gate, actually. Now, Donald Trump, the files confirm that President Trump was the whistleblower on Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein, now they are confirming he is alive. Who is they? All of the investigators into his death and how they were able to pull the switch on the American people once again. But, like I stated, Epstein is at the bottom of a criminal cabal, which is Satanism, witchcraft, Satanism, the worship of the devil, the sex magic of the perpetrators to give them more power so they can hide in the open, hide in darkness, stay out of the spotlight. You need magic. You need Satan's help. But Christ said nothing will be hidden. Christ has revealed that there is a devil, addressed him one time, Satan, as Satan, and addressed him as the prince of the power of the air, or he saw Lucifer fall like lightning from heaven, like Barak. Donald Trump is guilty until proven innocent. It should be just the opposite, innocent till proven guilty. And regardless of whether or not Donald Trump was the individual that initiated the exposure of Jeffrey Epstein and what's her name, Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, right now, Ghislaine is pleading the fifth. She won't say anything. She'll never say anything. She's asking that President Trump protect her, exonerate her from any prosecution. But even after, should he give her immunity, she will still not talk. Because you don't understand Satanism, you don't understand witchcraft. Most of you who I'm speaking to don't realize the laws within the satanic community, actually more powerful than the laws of the Constitution of the United States of America. They are laws that cannot be broken. You cannot squeal. You cannot expose. You cannot point the finger. You cannot reveal anything. Ghislaine will never talk. She needs to be tried, convicted, and she needs to be hung. There needs to be in this country, and I believe it's coming, the return to the death penalty. If mankind won't bring it, if mankind won't pass the laws, if these judges, the corrupt judges, if they won't pass the law federally and within the states, God will still bring about justice. With God, the death penalty, according to the book of Revelation, is in effect. She's been guilty. Her hands are more than bloodstained. Her life, it's like I had stated, her life has been a life of evil. Within the federal penitentiary, in the max prisons, you have these criminals that are mass murderers, serial killers. They have tortured. Rape is nothing compared to the torture and dismemberment and murder in graphic ways of people that are their victims. They cannot be rehabilitated. They can be kept incarcerated so they don't continue murdering their crimes, but they will never stop. The people that are in this country from many nations of the world, Asia, Europe, Russia, South, Central, Mexico, that are here illegally, their victims will eventually be the people that protect them, the people that have empathy, the women that want to protect them because, you know, they deserve a second chance. With these women, it's a curse on the country. They want to give them a first, a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. They want to give them another opportunity to not be rehabilitated, but to continue death and destruction, injury. They will become the victims. God, you can't mock God. You will not mock God. If you don't want justice, then there will be no justice when it's your turn to be the victim. These people, male and female, but mainly the great percentage, female, who want to have compassion, which is a curse unless it is compassion that is biblical. But to have compassion on murderers, rapists, torturers, criminals, it's not compassion. It's not even ignorance. It is madness. It's insanity. It's a psychological condition of confusion in the mind so that there's no logic. There's no reality. As a minister for Christ with a ministry, you cannot have a society in any culture or government, well, society, government, culture, you can't have a safe environment unless there are laws that are carried out apart from empathy and emotion. There has to be justice. The reasoning, you cannot flip reasoning as a switch off. Justice, you can't switch that. You cannot turn that switch off. If you do, what will happen is you will have the nations in the world of Islam, witchcraft, and the United States of America. Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice needs to be incarcerated minimum, at the minimum, for the rest of her life. She should never, ever be given any immunity from what she has been involved with. There was no empathy for the victims. There should be no empathy for her. There should be justice. Remember the Ceausescus of Romania. Remember Stalin. Remember the criminals of World War II that were the leaders. Mussolini. There was justice to a degree, but a great percentage of the people that carried out the atrocities at that time, they lived the rest of their lives free from shame and any type of punishment. Initial punishment maybe, but long term, no. But the American people, there is witchcraft that is like the incense and all of the sage that is going out that they use in satanic rituals going out over the United States of America. And there is a prayer request, so to speak, by the satanic community within the United States of America, especially in Europe as well. And the request is focused on one individual, Donald J. Trump. He is the direct recipient of curses throughout every minute of every day. The only reason he is continuing as President of the United States of America is because God has put him in the position as President. He will be there till God relieves him of his duties, not until. And one of the duties, everybody in this country is screaming, we want justice, we want the Epstein files released. We command. You don't know what you're asking. I'll give you an analogy. Let's say that the Democrats, the Trump haters, the MAGA, somewhat conservatives, the Christians, the Jewish people in this country, we're all on one massive ship out in between Europe, between the nations of Europe and America. And a storm is coming. And on board the ship, you have a mutiny. You have one captain, one admiral directing the ship with the hopes of getting the ship to safe water, to harbor. But there's a mutiny. There's the Senate, the Congress, House of Representatives. There's a mutiny taking place on board the ship. They don't see these people that run the propulsion system, that navigate, that make sure that the ship is balanced, that keep the food supply, warm meals every day, throughout the day. The ship, we all are on the same ship. And half of the, or more, certain individuals on the ship are demanding that the captain be thrown over, the ship captain be thrown overboard. And at this point, there isn't anyone really that can steer the ship. They don't know the point of origin, but they want the captain thrown off the ship. And at the same time, they don't know how to navigate. They don't know what's under the surface of the sea. They're not watching the weather. And a storm is 300-400 miles out, and the captain is trying to steer the ship away from the storm. But the hatred of the captain, you have people that are trying to mess with the rudder to steer the ship into the coming storm. This isn't a natural storm. This storm is more violent than any storm that has ever taken place out at sea. I'm giving you the analogy. We are in the within 8 years of Christ returning. All of his prophecies that Christ gave, that the apostles of Israel gave, that the prophets of Israel gave, that the apostles of Christ gave, they all spoke of a great storm raging out in the sea. Donald Trump is trying to steer the ship away from the storm, but those that are in full-out mutiny, they don't care if the whole ship is swamped, and that's what they're going to do. They don't have the abilities that Donald Trump has presently, but they want another commander at the helm. The rebels in this country, the anarchists in the United States of America, the individuals whose hatred is so deep, eventually the full blossom and blooming of the feminist movement, it is in full bloom. The beginning of summer for the feminist movement has begun. And it is the feminists and their psychological strain of madness. That's the only way I can put it. They want control. They are trying to get into the deck to the bridge. They want their hands on the control of the ship. There's a Navy term, I can't think of it. It's the bridge. It's where all the computers are. Your systems for weather, sonar, steering, everything. They want the helm. They tried to get the helm through Hillary Clinton. Through, what was her name? Kamala? They wanted to give her the helm. The rulers that actually are behind her could control the realm. There's anarchy. There is mutiny. And presently, the ship will stay somewhat stable for a while longer. These people that are in rebellion to ordained authority, which the Bible makes clear there has to be government officials that can protect the people of a nation from exactly what's happening. These individuals are part of it, most of them. They are funding, encouraging, standing with the anarchists, with those that are in mutiny, straight out rebellion, which is witchcraft. And it's going to end it's not going to end well, because you, according to the Bible, a woman will never be president of the United States of America. The next administration, in my view, if I'm correct, according to what I've read in the Holy Bible, the individual that is going to replace Donald Trump, I will tell the women who have a foot and a hand in the feminist movement, it has its place if it's balanced. But in the present state of feminism in this country, there has been abortion, destruction of marriages, hatred of men, hatred of government, and they have actually been deep in the hole, punching holes in the bottom of the ship, bringing in water, negative effects, which are actually slowing the ship down, and has a ship in a state of actual distress, stress, and it's not going to end. If nothing else destroys the United States of America, feminism run its course, having run its course, is now the destruction of this country. But like I was saying, the next administration, the individual who is going to replace Donald Trump, not through election, through most likely breaking into the helm, to the bridge, and taking over all of the operations in the bridge, and it will be too late, not having the ability to understand how to run a government like this government, only knowing power, the ship will continue its course into the storm that is coming. God is going to let these people that are in witchcraft, in rebellion, male and female, in the Democratic Party, in the Republican Party, both parties that are hell-bent on saving the corporation, they are going also into the storm with the citizens of this country. And they think that their money and their power, they're going to have a way to, there will be a way for them to save themselves. They won't. They won't. They're going to live less than 8 years. Within 8 years, they will all be dead. If I'm correct in Christ returning 2023, I don't see how he could return 2024. The ship is listing already. It's sluggish. It's hard to stay on course. It's leaning hard left. I'll use that analogy. And even those on the right aren't going to be able, those who are sound of mind, aren't going to be able to upright this ship. They've got the pumps, the bilge pumps, going to capacity. Too much water coming in. Too much hemorrhaging. The ship is being swamped. The great, great empire of the world, we're seeing it begin to move in a direction that it was never intended to move. It was initially, in a spiritual sense, what has kept the ship alive, healthy, or alive and functional, was the teachings of the Apostle Paul through restraint, people restraining themselves from evil that's in the heart. But now you have people that have no restraint in their hearts. They want what they want. They want to become, if you're a male, you want to become a female. If you're female, you want to become a male. They want sexual perversion. like the angels, I'm sorry, like the man in Sodom and Gomorrah who wanted to have sex with the angels that came to deliver Lot out of the city before the judgment and destruction through fire came. The man of the city wanted to have sex with the angels. Now that is totally perverted, but it goes back to a ancient to a earlier revelation in the book of Genesis, where the angels came and had sex with mankind. The fallen angels, they came and mated with the women of the time and had offspring called Nephilim, half angel, half human. And now you have the man in the time of Lot wanting to have sex with angels. And today you have all this perversion. I mentioned this when I was on radio. There was a book written in the late 80s, early 90s, how to have sex with demons. How to have sex with demons. And with what happened with Jeffrey Epstein and his empire of evil, governments involved, Israel involved, powerful political heads, figures in the United States of America, England, France, all over the world involved. Governments work together. They work together to hide what they don't want the people to see. Israel is not innocent. We're not innocent. Canada isn't innocent. Mexico, there's no nation that is innocent. But with Epstein, Donald Trump exposing Epstein, this was the beginning. God had to keep Trump in long enough to get the Epstein files. I have another word for it. The Epstein, what will you call it? Like the movie years ago, The Island of Dr. Moreau. Now you have the island of Jeffrey Epstein. Onshore, Zorro Ranch, New Mexico. Offshore, Epstein Island. Also connected to Ukraine. And a better way that I can explain it is there is the author, Leo Zugami. He wrote a book, The Rise and Fall of a Frankist Monster, Jeffrey Epstein. He documents going back to the late 15, early 1600s, a plan that eventually develops into what happens with the Epstein matter. The book, again, is The Rise and Fall of a Frankist Monster. I don't have the time to really develop what he had stated, but Leo really breaks it down, and we can see why there is the anti-Semitism, which there shouldn't be, but within the Jewish family, there are some of the family members who have gone into Satanism, and they have brought a curse upon the Jewish people and have actually carried out an ancient plan that Christ spoke of, hatred of brother toward brother. This is the most vile type of hatred. The black people who hate the black people, Hispanics, the Hispanics. I know of an actress who is Spanish. She hates, will not date a Mexican member, a Hispanic. Then you have, just recently I heard someone speaking of the within the Jewish community, people who are Jewish who hate themselves. They hate themselves personally because they're Jewish. They hate the Jewish lineage. They don't want to have anything to do with Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. They don't want to have anything to do with the Jewish people. One such individual who didn't have a George Soros, Henry Kissinger in our modern day, people we know, who Kissinger lost all of his relatives in World War II, didn't shed a tear, didn't matter to him. Soros, going through Germany, you know, taking the gold of the Jewish people that were being murdered in the ovens, burned alive, gas chambers. That's the worst kind of hatred. And what you have is people now who hate other human beings. Anyone that they don't feel is worthy to live, and it's in the Psalms where there would be a time, an evil, where they will remove the poor from the earth. We're in that time. Now, with this ship, the analogy, Donald Trump, I'm going to read a little bit of what he says. This is jimhoft.com. Citizen Donald Trump was the one who blew the whistle on Jeffrey Epstein. Quote, continuing to quote, newly unsealed court documents show Donald Trump called the Palm Beach police chief about Jeffrey Epstein in 2006, described Ghislaine Maxwell as evil and Epstein's operative. This is in 2006. I'll attempt to read the fine print on this email, or this, what was recorded when he called. It says here that he knew that Epstein was disgusting. Trump said Maxwell was Epstein's operative. She is evil. And to focus on her, Trump told the sheriff, I guess, that he was around Epstein once when teenagers were present and Trump got the hell out of there. Quote, Trump was one of the very first people to call when people found out that they were investigating Epstein. So no one knew how Epstein made his money. They knew he worked for Bear Stearns, was told that Epstein was kind of a technical guy that would make it happen, but you didn't want to know how. None of the victims that the police department spoke with said they had sexual contact with men other than Epstein while in Epstein's orbit. One time, they had one time when one person went out screaming. Redacted has interview in the past with redacted people. Victims thought that PBFD was paid off by Epstein, which was why redacted again went and did these interviews. He felt he needed to defend PBFD, whoever's investigating this. I don't know who that is. So anyhow, Donald Trump already was distancing himself. He's exposing Jeffrey Epstein. He was one of the first people to call. I guess this was yesterday. Now, again, before I read what Donald Trump had to say yesterday on February 10th, Donald Trump, at this point, in my view, the ship is going to sink, is in trouble, meaning the United States of America. And when there's mutiny on a ship out in the middle of the ocean where there's no getting to shore without that ship, even if you have lifeboats, chances of you making it to shore are, your chances are slim. Now, right now, for the MAGA people that are demanding Donald Trump do more, you need, I would say, he's not going to. He's wiser than you are. Because when the ship is in trouble, the captain is not going to scuttle the ship. Who is it that basically is keeping this country moving? Who, they're crooked. They're crooked as a one-headed coin. Or a coin with, you know, you don't have heads and tails. It just has heads on both sides. You have to keep the system alive. You cannot just, like with these corporations, yeah, we don't like Google. You can't go in and just arrest everybody, either in Google or in Mark Zuckerberg's network or Silicon Valley or the bank executives. You can't do it. The system has to function. The system has to continue. Hopefully, there can be, through the court systems, which they're corrupt, maybe there will be some justice. Maybe there will be a few people to walk the plank. But even in a mutiny, the people that are over are trying to take the helm, they know that the other individuals are important. You still, in the type of the old clipper ships, you still have to have somebody that has a way to get up and down, to bring down the sails, take the sails up. Donald Trump knows that. The American people are demanding way too much from Donald Trump. And because they're not getting their way, what's going to happen? And it's too late. You have already been the magic and the hypnotism that has gone out over the country through the mainstream news and even some of the conservative podcasters. It's too late. You have been tricked. You have been caught. You're part of the mutiny. It's too late. You're part of the mutiny. You can't reverse. You're with the MAGA people, there are those that are still 100% behind Trump. I am, because he is the president of the United States, placed in that position by God himself. I have given numerous times where I give you the prophecy in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10 and 11, a riddle of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. The six presidents prior to Donald Trump were corrupt globalists. Donald Trump is the individual that has pushed back and has interfered with the plans of the globalists. Joe Biden was not ever president of this country. He was never president. He was nothing but a glove, but there was a hand inside that glove that basically directed him on everything that happened. If he was even alive, if he was alive, he had dementia so bad he couldn't think. He had a nurse, Jill. Jill had to make sure that the people that needed to take care of him at night were around at all times. He couldn't change his own clothing, his diapers at night. They had to keep an eye on him. If he's even alive. Donald Trump, as a believer, as a Christian pastor or minister, chaplain, whatever you want to call me, he is the president. He is the seventh king in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. In the next verse, 11, Donald Trump's replacement is coming. And he's going to take the ship directly into the storm. This country is doomed. The ship is doomed. And there's no getting off of this ship. The only way off of this ship is the Lord Jesus himself. Yeshua the Christ himself. That's it. Are we going to live? No. If I stay in this country, I'm going to die. Because when this next individual takes office, he's going to, number one thing, his war is against Christians, against Christianity, against Christ himself, against the Jewish people, against their Messiah, who is returning. The Jewish Messiah will grab this individual and his partner in the crime and cast them into the lake of fire 1,000 years before the devil. Donald Trump, that's why I stand with him. Did I vote for him in the last election? No, I didn't. You don't even need to know that. It's none of your business what I do. Doesn't matter what decisions I make in my life. I follow what I see in the scripture. I didn't vote for him, but I stand with him because I know as long as he is in the helm directing the ship, it will give the other people on board the ship a little more time to make their plans for the future. The next captain is coming, and these individuals that are in rebellion right now, that is going to be their captain. And that captain is going to throw them off the ship. I started to make a comment earlier in the program. This individual, he's not going to care about feminism. He's not going to care about women's rights. He's not going to care about what the women of this country want. I don't think he's going to have very many women in the appointees that he's going to appoint for the regions that are going to be directed. Jared Polis, I feel, because he's a faithful, he's an individual that has never been honest about anything, along with what's his name of California. These people will be appointed to positions in his administration, there's not going to be many women. This next individual, according to the Bible, he doesn't care what women think. He doesn't care what they desire. He doesn't care for their empathy. He doesn't care for their, what's another term they use? Their emotions. They don't care. He won't care. He is going to take the nation to war. And the women are going to protest. He won't put up with it. You won't interfere with his plans, ladies. For the women that are conservative, you better tell your family members that are hardcore liberal feminists, you better tell them they're not going to get the one that's coming, there's no empathy with him. He's going to be emotionally detached. He wants to rule the world, and nobody's going to get in his way especially not the feminist movement of the United States of America. Jane Fonda, she's going to meet her Waterloo with this guy. Gloria Steinem, she got fairly smart. She got married and then had a change of heart. But these Hollywood, you hear the term freak, something abnormal, something unsightly. Well, that's just what many of these people in this country are internally. They're freaks, emotionally. And the Bible said there would be this kind of spirit that would take over Babylon the Great, America, at the end of the world. They are in prophecy. They're in Bible prophecy. This is why, as a minister, I'll take what God said. I take no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. I take no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. That's what God said. I'm trying to remember, I think it was Isaiah. God does not take any pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. And I agree. I take no pleasure in seeing my enemies punished. No pleasure. But, like the verse finishes, but that these people would repent. They would repent and ask God to forgive them. They're blind. They're victims. They are the victims. God doesn't want to judge them. Like the people in Islam that are deceived, he doesn't want to judge them. He wants them to know that he is God, that he is for them. He has a future for them in eternity. And he can help them in time with their hardships. But King David, I'm telling you what the scripture said. God creates good and God creates evil. And he directs both. He allowed the devil to come into existence and rebel Lucifer. He allowed the devil, a Lucifer, he gave him free will. And he chose that he was going to abandon God and he was going to replace God. And that's what these people in witchcraft, in Satanism, in the secret societies, this is what they believe. That Satan has lied to them and they believe Satan is all powerful and is going to replace God. He will not. He will not. His gender is male, but he masquerades as female. So here's what Donald Trump says yesterday on Truth Social. The confused and badly failing Democrat Party did nothing about Jeffrey Epstein while he was alive except befriend him, socialize with him. I'm quoting Donald Trump. Socialize with him, travel to his island, and take his money. They knew everything there was to know about Epstein. But now, years after his death, Donald, I don't really believe he knows he's dead. I think Trump has the intel. He's alive in Israel. Okay, going back to the quote. But now, years after his death, they, out of nowhere, are seeming to show such love and heartfelt concern for his victims. Does anybody really believe that? Where were they during the very public trials and for all of those years before his death? The answer is nowhere to be found. Now they're dying after the DOJ gave thousands of pages of documents in full compliance with a very comprehensive and exacting subpoena from Congress. Epstein's case was only brought back to life by the radical left Democrats because they are doing so poorly with the lowest poll. With the lowest poll numbers in the history of the party, 16%. While the Republicans are doing so well, among the highest approval numbers the party has ever had. The Dems don't care about the victims, as proven by the fact that they never did before. This is merely another Democrat hoax, just like Russia, 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 and all of the others, in order to deflect and distract from the great success of the Republican president, of a Republican president, and the record-setting failure of the previous administration and the Democrat Party. The Department of Justice has done its job. They have given everything requested of them. It's time to end the Democrat Epstein hoax and give the Republicans credit for the great, even legendary, job they are doing. Make America great. End of quote. Donald J. Trump. But guilty until proven innocent. This is the attitude and of the masses. And there is a word that is called magic. It is a real word. It implies something that changes before your eyes, and the only way it could be the only way things can be changed is through some supernatural force, magic. The American people are now under a spell of magic. No matter what proof is brought forth that would exonerate Donald Trump from being involved in Epstein's evil, people don't care. They don't want to believe it. They won't believe that he was never involved. They will believe that he is hiding something. No, he's not hiding anything. He's trying to steer the ship away from the storm. And to do that, sometimes you have to keep and just allow a belief that this captain doesn't know what he's doing. This ship captain knows what he's doing. And once he is removed, and I'm afraid that many who have supported Trump in the past, magic has influenced your brain. You are caught in a deception. You are deceived. You won't see it until the next administration. But it will be too late. You will finally find out that this ship captain was trying to take this country out of the hands of Satan worshipers globally. Epstein is just, you might say, the heart of that system. You can hear the thump, the thump, the thump, the thump. That's what you're seeing with Epstein. But then you're not seeing, and you're starting to see Prince Andrew in England, others in Germany, in France, even Russia, the United States, The View, Whoopi Goldberg, Tom Hanks, many in Hollywood. They're the body. The thump, the thump, the thump, the thump. That's Epstein, and God has allowed this to be brought out. Not because Epstein is evil. That's part of it. But because God is trying to, firstly, to the Christian people, trying to get the Christian people to understand you cannot hide your head in the sand anymore. Witchcraft is prevalent in this country and internationally. Satanism, Luciferianism, Skull and Bones, Freemasonry. It is alive and well in the world. And the heartbeat is being exposed, the heart of the whole thing. with the United States government, with the Israeli government. Now listen, concerning Israel, these are God's children. Let God take care of them. Eventually, God is going to put Israel in its present state in the hands of the United States of America. So for you anti-Semites, don't you worry. God is going to take care of his Jewish people. He's going to be the one to chastise them. You be careful. You curse them. You just watch your checking account. You watch the health of your children. You watch the health of your wife or your husband. You watch what happens with you in your the way in which you put money in the bank. You curse Israel, something will happen to you. Those who are at this present time very vocal about Israel, on the, I mentioned names, Stu Peters and Mike Adams and Candace Owens and this young boy, what's his name? Well, Tucker Carlson. They don't know what they're talking about. If they listen to what I have to say from the point of the scripture, they would back off. There's another young podcaster that they're tied into. I can't think of his name right now. But he's got a big YouTube podcast following. These individuals, they may be Christian, some of them. But that doesn't mean they're not going to receive some chastisement from the King of the Jews. The King of the Jews died for them, but he died and he's going to protect his people. They're his elect. And he'll let the nations punish them when they're sinful, when they're out of touch, and when they're far from God. But God will make sure that they're not exterminated. And very shortly, God is going to allow the nation of Israel to be put into the hands of the successor of Donald J. Trump. And this successor is going to be very hard on them. But that's, I say that because it's in the Bible. But God, at the end, is going to destroy the United States. Israel will be the nation that rules the world. The kingdom of Christ, Yeshua, his kingdom will be ruled from Jerusalem internationally. I'm giving you insight to protect you. This is the true vaccination that you need. You don't need the COVID vaccination. This is the vaccination you need, a vaccination to keep you from having an anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish hatred. I'm inoculating you to protect you from the punishment of God himself. The Lord won't mess with people much longer. Israel is not committing genocide. Israel is fulfilling God's plan to punish the enemies that have caused great harm and death to the Jewish people. So, I'm going to continue, but Donald J. Trump, he exposes Epstein and everybody demands that he unredact these names that are redacted. He has to keep the ship afloat. So, Rick Rodriguez, thispresenttruth.com. Write me, support me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And remember, on the website you have two options, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site with the programs, and then these programs on the site, This Present Truth. Very simple. Open it up. You can pick which programs you want to listen to in order. So, I'll be back. God bless this audience. Be protected.